Health officials in the District of Columbia announced today that pregnant women and children younger than six in the city should stop drinking unfiltered tap water if they live in homes with lead service lines. The warning comes months after the city discovered that water delivered to thousands of homes in the nation's capital tested above federal limits for lead. District officials are now discussing how much or how feasible it would be to replace the antiquated lead pipes that run beneath the streets of the nation's capital. It's estimated that there are more than 20,000 such lines in the city. Lisa Nuremberger has been covering this story for WAMU in Washington, D.C., and she joins us now. Lisa, what's causing the lead to leach out of the pipes?
Well, Michelle, that's the big question. They really don't know. They say it could be a new chemical that they're using to disinfect the system, or it's even possible, they say, that when they replaced the meters, that possibly the engineers somehow shook the lead service lines and disrupted the lead. They think that that's very unlikely, but at this point, they're looking at all possible scenarios.
The warning was issued to those who live in homes with lead service lines. How many homes are we talking about, and how do you know if you happen to live in one of those homes?
Well, there are 23,000 homes, single-family homes, with lead service lines. Those families should have all received a letter from the D.C. Water and Sewer Authority. And initially, the authority was asking people to actually call them and ask, check their database to see if they were included in it. Because the phones were getting so backed up, they wound up eventually sending a letter to those individuals.
And since you can either taste or see lead, I guess you wouldn't know if you had a problem.
That's right.
Now, is the city able to identify the lead pipes exactly where they are to go in so they can actually replace them?
The company Westin Solutions did a survey in 1990 and compiled this database of 23,000 homes for the district, but it is not completely accurate. The way that it was compiled was through means of things like plumbers coming in with little slips of paper and giving to the water authority many, many years ago. That's how the database was compiled. So it's not very accurate. There are definitely some problems there.
So when plumbers would come across a lead pipe, they'd basically alert the city.
That's right.
How does the city reverse this? Can they stop the leaching by softening the water or changing the chemical mix they use?
Well, they've brought in all sorts of experts, and they are all working overtime to figure out what is causing the lead to leach from the pipes. And they say that it actually could take several months. They're supposed to come back within 30 days with some type of initial report, but I think we'll be lucky if they have any concrete answers at that time.
So the tap water in Washington, D.C., how far above the federal limit is it, and how does it compare to other cities?
Well, I was told that public health officials in other parts of the country have said that they have never seen levels as we're seeing here in D.C. The federal limit is 15 parts per billion. Some households have 260 parts per billion. I spoke to one woman who's living in a house that measured at 900 parts per billion, so it's quite above the federal limits.
And how dangerous is this?
It's primarily dangerous to women who are pregnant and children under six because they're absorbing the lead at much higher rates than adults are, so it, of course, causes lots of developmental problems.
Now, if you happen to live in one of these homes, or if you're concerned about lead at all, do household filters remove lead? What can residents do?
WASA says that they believe if people first let the water run for, they've been saying, 10 minutes for households in general, and then use their water filter, that it should be fine, that there should be no lead in the water.
10 minutes is a long time.
It is a long time, and a lot of people have said that that really goes against the grain and that they have a hard time doing that because they've been taught since they've been children to not waste water.
Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lisa Nuremberger with member station WAMU in Washington, D.C.